pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip. Welcome to Thanksgiving week. That's yes. Right. We are doing our Thanksgiving episode. So just to do some house cleaning right off the bat, we are going to do three episodes this week. We're not going to do the full four because if we were to do the fourth, it would be on Thanksgiving. And we know most of y'all will not be listening. You'll be watching the game, eating food, getting ready for Black Friday, doing all that stuff.
Ooh, I forgot about Black Friday.
Yeah.
That totally slipped my mind.
It's happening. Are you getting your deals ready?
I haven't even looked at any of the early previews. Good so far?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like spending money.
Okay. Okay.
So we're only going to do three episodes, and they're obviously going to be Thanksgiving-themed episodes. However, for this first one, we're going to do something that we've been wanting to do for a while, and we purposefully saved it for this week because we're talking about pies. That's right. We're doing our top five pies, and it's been a hot minute since we've done a food episode, too. So all around, this is going to be a good time. And we're going to keep these episodes super short because we know it's Thanksgiving week and people are getting ready.
Yeah.
Let's just jump into it. Pies. Quick question, and we'll save this for another episode, but pie or cake?
Cake.
Ooh.
Based on list, I'm not a big pie person.
Oh.
So this was actually a very tough episode for me to do. Because there's three pies that I really love.
Right.
There's a few pies that I'm like, sure, if it's available, I'll eat it. And then there's a bunch of pies I won't eat.
Well, the way I view it, pies for holidays, cakes for everyday / birthdays.
Yeah.
That's how I view it.
Well, pies, they're a lot lighter. You know, they can be healthier.
There could also be much denser.
That's true.
Heavier
that's true.
Pies. It really depends.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So we're, Thanksgiving time is when most people eat pies. At least, I'm sure people eat pies all year long. But just mean, in my sort of general area, Thanksgiving is the time when pies are being eaten. However, there are certain pies on my list that wouldn't necessarily be Thanksgiving pies. Like, you would not eat them at Thanksgiving. There's one pie for sure that is like the staple of Thanksgiving, but there's other pies too.
Yeah.
Let's take turns. So
we'll just go down 5-1.
Yeah, go down 5-1, and then we'll go from there. And I'll let you start it off.
Okay. So my number 5 is gonna be my only fruit based.
Oh, very
on the
interesting.
List because
very interesting.
As I had said before, there are a lot of pies that I don't eat, and it's pretty much all fruit pies that I do not like.
Wait, hold on. Quick question.
Go for it.
Do you consider pumpkin pie a fruit pie?
I just consider pumpkin pie nasty in general.
Oh.
So I don't understand why someone thought making pumpkin pie was a smart idea. But
wow, hot takes.
I mean, it's the same thing as people who like pumpkin spice latte. I just don't understand the love for the flavor of pumpkin. It's never appealed to me.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Okay. The reason I don't like fruit pies is because I don't like warm fruit.
Oh.
And that bothers me. Like, I don't like my fruit heated up in any
way.
That's
a very interesting hot take.
So that's kind of why I'm not a big pie person. Like, if I go somewhere.
Do you like fried plantains?
I don't.
Oh, I'm learning something new about you. Okay.
That's kind of so.
Do you want your This is just fascinating now. Okay. Do you want your fruit ice cold or room temperature?
Just room temperature. If I'm gonna pick an apple up off the counter,
fair enough.
That's fine. But I'm not gonna throw it in the microwave first.
Fair enough.
It's never made sense to me.
Okay.
So
wow. Well, our list will be very different. I'm already letting you know.
and I also realize that there are not a ton of
4 of my pies are fruit based.
Oh wow. Okay, so you have one non-fruit and I have one fruit, so this kind of plays out perfectly.
Okay,
so mine would be apple. Would probably be the only fruit pie that I am
good,
slightly okay with eating.
Good call.
Because usually I like to throw a little cinnamon in there, kind of give it a cinnamony apple flavor, and is a flavor I can love.
Yeah, I love apple pie.
Yeah,
that's a good choice. Good choice.
Yeah, yeah. I felt
classic. You would not be American if you did not put that on
exactly.
Your list. Okay. Oh.
Wait, do you mean to go just down the list?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
My number four would be chess pie, which essentially is just like vanilla. It's just a vanilla pie.
Did you have it growing up? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I've had it a few times. Okay. Yeah, it's basically just like the most simplest. It's just like eggs, cream.
Yeah.
You know, sugar.
Vanilla pie.
You know, just a very basic run-of-the-mill pie.
Oh, is this is there a crust on top of this pie?
No.
So this is a pie you would hit someone in the face with?
Yes. Gotcha. Yes, perfect. Yeah. It's probably the most common, like, go-to pie to be used. Or I guess maybe like a whipped cream pie.
Yeah, I'm sure for the movies they just use whipped cream.
Well, yeah. I would use chess. And then, of course, they have different, like, you can do like a chocolate chess and all, but you know, all these different ones. Cool. But I like the run-of-the-mill. Number three, peanut butter pie.
Oh, I've never had peanut butter pie.
It's super fantastic. If you want to try it, I recommend Upper Crust Bakery here in Austin.
Oh my gosh.
They have a really good peanut butter pie.
If you're in Austin, go to Upper Crust Bakery. Yeah. That place is delicious.
It's really good.
Great croissants.
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, yes.
Or as the French would say, croissant.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Here in Texas, croissant.
Upper Crust is a French bakery. That's why I made that joke. That's an insight.
I didn't know they were a French bakery.
Yes, French bakery.
Okay. But yeah, it's really good. You know, it's peanut butter. Yeah. It's basically just like peanut butter and whipped cream.
Yeah.
One more.
I mean, that sounds delicious.
Number two would be Mississippi Mud, which is
is a big flavor here. It's served a lot here.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, it's
what's in it, for the people who don't know, who don't live in the South.
So it's usually chocolate whipped cream, and then you get also a chocolate sauce drizzled on top.
You like your pies very similar to like your candy bars.
Pretty much.
Like you want chocolate, peanut butter, vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I want all the flavors that I'd eat in an ice cream and a candy bar and a cake.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not out here getting pumpkin cake.
Right.
You know, or apple cake.
I see.
You know, yeah, I like my sweets to pretty much fit into that sweet category.
Yeah.
But number one, I mean, obviously, there's no competitor with number one.
By the way, there's an airplane flying across the
probably
sky
Trump
right now.
Leaving.
It's true.
By
the way, Trump is in Austin right now causing all sorts of traffic. So that's why we made that joke.
He spoke at Apple today, of all places, which a lot of Apple products in Edgar's wheelhouse.
Okay.
Just saying. And
you're the man. You used to work there. Just saying.
Number one, though, obviously pecan pie. There's
great choice.
No pie greater.
You're
than
not
pecan
from
pie.
Texas if you do not like a pecan pie.
Yeah.
So we both say pecan. However,
pecan.
A lot of people say pecan. I jokingly started saying pecan, and I started saying pecan so much.
You say it regularly.
I think I say it more than I say pecan, but I grew up saying pecan. I didn't say.
Well,
pecan.
It's interesting. It's funny because growing up, I'd always call it pecans. Like, oh, what are you eating? I'm eating pecans. But then there's pecan sandies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I was told that's how it was pronounced. So I'll say pecan that way the whole time.
Right.
But then the moment you talk about that, I'm like pecan sandies.
Yeah.
Just like, why am I doing this? It's pecan sandies.
Yeah.
I was just a normal person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it's pecan.
That is one of my all-time favorite pies.
Yeah.
And it, you know, spoiler alert, it's on my list. I love it.
It should be number one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. Okay. Those are a good selection. So I would also consider pecan pie, at least here in the South and in Texas, pecan pie is another staple of Thanksgiving. That would be very close to pumpkin pie as a Thanksgiving pie. I think overall pumpkin takes the cake just as like tradition and culturally.
Whatever.
However, here in the South in Texas where we live, pecan pie is right. Like, honestly, most Thanksgivings have both pies. Like, both pies are represented. That is your dessert. And I know some people who don't even serve pumpkin pie. They only serve pecan pie.
I would only serve pecan.
You would be one of those people. Okay, I'll go down my list, which is vastly different than yours, actually.
I think that's good, though.
And I think it shows our taste buds. I love fruit. I love cold fruit, warm fruit, room temperature fruit. I love all fruit. So I'm in. So my number five is cherry pie.
Okay.
Classic. I love cherry pie. Classic choice. Especially when it's done really well and you get a little bit of the tartness from the cherries, but mostly sweetness. It is just divine.
So you would be leaning more towards the sugar,
yes,
bringing out the flavor. Yes.
And I okay. love it. And it's also one of the, like, the easier pies to make, the filling at least. It's surprisingly not as intense as you would think. Like, it is.
But you can also buy it.
You can buy it, but you can, so you can get the cherries. You have to pit them. That's the most, like, hard work you have to do. You pit them. You don't even have to crush them or anything. You just have to mix them with all the sugar, all the stuff that you would add to your filling, and then you put it in your pie, and then the heat itself
juices
them, and oh my gosh, I love it.
Okay.
Number four, pecan pie.
So low.
I mean, this is top five out of hundreds of pies. I love pecan pie. I'm a Texas boy.
As a Texas boy, I feel like it should at least be top three.
Calm down. Well, I'm about to shock you. But yes, I love pecan pie. And honestly, so we've already talked about it, so I won't talk about it more. But the reason it didn't reach top three is because this next one is a pie that I absolutely adore, that a lot of people have mixed feelings on. However, I'm from the South, and we love this pie. Key lime pie. I'm a big fan of key lime pie. Do you like it? Some people hate it.
Like, I don't like
lime flavor.
I don't like lime or lemon flavors. I drink Sprite.
Sprite. You like them when they're together.
Yeah.
Not when they're separate.
And carbonated.
Key lime pie. There's something about it. It is just... I love it. And I love that it's a flavor that you can mix into other stuff. So there's like key lime cheesecake. That's something that I absolutely love. Key lime, anything. You can make anything key lime.
I hear it's a refreshing pie.
So that's the other thing. That is the pie you eat in the summer.
Yeah.
So other pies are warm.
Winter pies.
And heavy and hearty. Know. Key lime pie is light and fluffy and totally refreshing. So love it. Number two, one of my all-time favorites. I'm totally shocked that you don't like this, but hey, whatever. Pumpkin pie. Absolutely adore pumpkin pie.
Well, you're a pumpkin spice latte guy.
Well, yeah. actually, no. I don't necessarily like the pumpkin spice latte, but I do love the pumpkin spice flavors, which are nutmeg and cinnamon and sugar and all that stuff put together is so delicious to me. However, I love the taste of pumpkin and gourds and all that stuff. So if you grew up in a Mexican or Mexican-American household, you love pumpkin because pumpkins are a mainstay of the Mexican diet, which isn't something that a lot of people know. Like, that's not something – when you think of Mexican food, you don't really think about pumpkins. You're thinking about tacos or whatever.
I don't think I've ever had a Mexican dish with pumpkin in it.
However, if you are in the know, you know that Mexicans adore and love pumpkins. But not just Mexicans. Of course, it's all the Americas. The Native Americans, of course, taught the pilgrims how to, you know, plant pumpkins and gourds and squash and all that stuff. So it's like a Native American dish. Like it is of this land, and I absolutely love pumpkin pie. Fun fact, pumpkin pie is not made from the pumpkins that you make jack-o'-lanterns from.
Correct.
A lot of people think that, but it's not. It's different pumpkins. Number one is the only fruit pie that made it on your list. Apple pie.
Is your number one?
It's my number one. I adore
that tops all other pies.
All other pies.
Wow.
Because one, if you know me, you know I have an apple a day. I will always eat an apple a day. I absolutely adore apples. Number two, cinnamon and brown sugar with apple.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic combination. Nothing beats it.
You can't go wrong with
that. You can't go wrong.
No.
Number three, you can make them small. Apple fritters. Apple. You can do all sorts of stuff.
That's true. That is true.
The McDonald's apple pies. The pocket pies. Easily transportable. And also, it's one of the pie flavors that can go to all other stuff, but it's still uniquely pie.
Right.
So one of my favorite breakfast bars is the Nutri-Grain breakfast bar. They have an apple cinnamon flavor. Literally tastes like apple pie. Absolutely adorable.
Wow.
And I also love that you can get different kinds of apple pies. You can get more sweet, sugary, cinnamon apple pie, but you can also get a more bright and tardy apple pie, especially if you use Granny Smith's. And I love that.
So let me ask you, ideal apple choice for your pies, what are you going with?
Any type of green apple, but
you're a green apple guy?
But Granny Smith, for sure.
Interesting.
For pies, yes. That's where I lean.
In general, are you green? In general,
my favorite apple is the Fuji.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the Japanese did, but that thing's delicious. I love it. I do not like Red Delicious or the mushy red ones.
I like Red Delicious. That's what I grew up on, though.
I'll eat them, but I'm not a big fan. Yeah. I don't like mushy. I like bright and like...
more crisp.
Crisp. I love crisp apples. Yeah. Honey Crisps. Ooh, those are good.
Yeah.
Pink Ladies. Those are good, too.
I don't think I've ever had a Pink Lady.
Those are really good. Have you had a grapple?
What is that?
A grapple is when...
a grape apple?
Yes. Scientists...
I don't want that.
...combined a grape and an apple. And it's really just an apple. It tastes like an apple, feels like an apple, but it has this undertone of grapeness to it. And it's delicious. I love them.
They're just way too expensive. I don't like that we have used technology and scientific advancements to combine...
yeah.
Like Brookies, you know,
yeah,
or Crownies or whatever people make, Brookies, where they take two sweet treats and blend them. Don't do that.
Blondies and brownies. You don't like that? You don't like the mix?
No, you know.
Keep them separated.
If you're going to give me a brownie and a cookie combined, why not just give me one of each?
You know those brownie bites, though?
Yeah.
Those are delicious. And they
there's not cookies in them.
No, but they have the brownie and blonde combo.
But it's still one, because you can do blonde brownies.
Those are so good. Oh, so you... that's fine. Okay.
I'm talking when you're trying to mix two different things.
With a brownie.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yes. I've seen that. Or like shortbread with a cake or whatever. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I agree.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I mostly agree.
So if you're going to scientifically combine a grape and an apple, I don't want to be a part of that. You're out.
That's sacrilege to you.
Yeah.
Not for you.
Yeah, why are we messing with nature like that?
Fair enough.
You know?
All right. Well, that is our list of pies. And I think that's pretty good. I think it says a lot about us and what we like. However, I will say I am not a big pie eater. It's not like I eat pie a lot.
Only during the holidays, I feel like.
So we had two of the same pies, though. So I think our Thanksgiving is fine. We can coexist.
You'll bring an apple pie and I'll bring a pecan pie.
Perfect.
I'll like eat maybe half a slice of yours.
Sounds good.
And all of mine.
Yeah,
sounds good. Also, for anyone who likes pecan pie or is interested in trying it, Whole Foods also has a chocolate pecan pie. That's crazy delicious.
Oh, that's the one thing. Okay, quick side note on why pecan pie is so great. Pecan pie is a pie that you can mix with other pies.
Yeah.
So you can do one thing that I see done a lot is pumpkin pecan pie, which is essentially pumpkin pie with pecans on top of
right.
it.
Right.
But what you're talking about, the chocolate pecan pie, that is a big favorite here. I love it. I love the mix of those two together.
Yeah.
But I've seen like vanilla versions.
What?
Yes.
I definitely want to try that. Yeah. Vanilla pecan. Ooh.
So you can do all sorts of stuff with pecans. Love it. Yes. All right. That is our episode. That is our list of pies, our top five pies. Love it. All right. So we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to do... our next two episodes will be fully Thanksgiving. So
right.
This one was just a little auxiliary of Thanksgiving. But our next two will be full on Thanksgiving. So anyways, we'll see you tomorrow. If you enjoy our show, share it with your friends and family. Especially since you're about to go see your friends and family.
Yes, definitely. It's a good time.
Thanksgiving or your Thanksgiving dinners. So share our show. Means a lot to us. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.